Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys here today, and I want to say to you, there is this room. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some reason, welcome to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you to dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You have tuned in to an exciting broadcast today. We're going to cover quotes from Mr. Motivator. But before we get started, I want to say what I always say to all of our listeners, especially if this is your first time tuning into the broadcast. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. You can also check out my show and find out what's going on by going to my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also go to see mrmotivator.com and find out what's going on. Feel free to email us or let us know if you like the show and if you have questions and things for us to cover. Today, I wanted to give you something special. I want to share with our listeners, quotes from Mr. Motivator. Over the years working in education and also working in the corporate America, I've used quotes. Some of these quotes I put together myself because I was looking at ways to pursue my goals, and I did not want to give up my dream because I knew that I had a vision. God had given me a vision, and I wanted to pursue it. And if you listen to this broadcast today, I believe that you will receive some insights. You will receive some inspiration and motivation to pursue your dreams, to work hard, to bring your vision into focus. The quotes that I'm going to share with you are quotes from the heart, things that I've experienced in life, and so has my family and also others that I've worked with. I've given these quotes and used them with a lot of my clients. A lot of my friends have used some of these quotes, and it has helped them in different areas. And I believe if you're serious about achieving more in your season of opportunity that is now before you, you can do it. And if you get a piece of paper and a pen, jot down some of these quotes. They will serve as a reminder. They will serve as inspiration to keep you going when sometimes things get very tough. The first quote I would like to share with you will help you through your dream. It will bring clarity to your vision and propel you to not give up. Here's my first quote. These are quotes from me, myself, Mr. Motivator. A man thinks for himself, consults God before making important decisions. Therefore, he will avoid lots of trouble and many sleepless nights. What I'm saying to you, friend, you must use what you have. All of us have a mind. We have the ability to think and to process things. Use your mind. Think about your challenges and situation. But before you make that decision, consult God. Go to God in prayer and ask for his wisdom and guidance. And if you do this before you just jump up and make an instant decision just off of response, you will avoid a lot of trouble, heartaches, and you will avoid many sleepless nights. If you look back in your past years, or if you think about people that you know, how many people do you know that never think and they dive into situations and circumstances and they come out ahead? Most often, these people end up causing great trouble, challenges to just invade them. Sometimes people get in relationships because they want to mate, and instead of thinking and asking and adding prayer to the equation and saying, God, help me to find that right mate, a lot of us will jump at the first person we see, not spending time with that person, not really knowing that person, and all of a sudden they find out, hey, I'm married to a maniac. I'm married to a murderer. This man will kill me. This woman is straight from the trouble walls. Therefore, it affects your life. It causes your life to be stressed out. And oftentimes when you are overstressed, that's like when the engine in your car is overheated and you continue driving and you don't pull over. If you don't check that engine out and see if your radiator needs some water, okay, it's the same thing when you're running hot and you're overstressed and you're stressed when you get in at night, in the afternoon. You're stressed in the morning. You're stressed every day because of the mate that you chose. And this mate continues to create and build drama and more drama and more drama. Therefore, you are overheated. Your blood pressure is running very high. Now you have a tendency. You could have a heart attack or maybe even a stroke, or you could end up being incapacitated just simply because you avoided the warning signs. You did not think. You did not consult God. You did not talk to anyone. You just dived in just by instant reaction or instant reflex. Wow, that's the first guy that walks in the door, that's my husband. Wake up. Don't allow yourself to get thrown in a situation that's going to impact your life in a negative way. Okay, here's another quote that I often use. Here's another Mr. Motivated quote. Trouble can sometimes be the easiest thing to get into and the hardest thing to get out of. when a voice on the inside of you says, something about this is not right. Don't do it. Say no. When the voice on the inside is speaking to you and all the signals are flashing, you know that something is not right. There is a check in your body, but yet you ignore everything and you go on. Hey, you're going to end up in a situation that could be a catastrophe. When they put warning signs along the highways, when they put barricades, when they put signs, heed the warning. If the sign says the water is high, please detour. Obey the warning sign, folks. We don't have to go and talk to 100 people to know when something is not right. I believe that sometimes we talk to a lot of people because we know something is right, but we want the people that we talk to agree with what we really want to do. I believe that often we know the answer. You know what is important for you to do and what's important for you not to do. But because you want to continue on in the dangerous waters, you will go and talk to people looking for enough people that are going to agree with you and say, hey, I agree with you, just go and do it. And this can lead to a tragic mistake. Life is the most precious commodity that we have, folks. And why should we allow ourselves to get in a position that will be detrimental to us? I believe that she went to the bathroom. She wants to do it. I believe that we should look out into the skies and look up into the skies and reach out towards the stars. Pursue your goals. Live your dreams. And live a life that's going to be enjoyed, a life that's going to be happy for you. Okay? Another thing I believe, if your feelings are saying to you, this is not real love, and you have lots of unanswered questions, why rush into a relationship when there are signs signaling you to slow down? Proceed with caution. Detour. Our exit. We look at these unanswered questions. We should take notice of everything that's important. If you have a lot of unanswered questions, don't rush into that relationship. If your feelings are saying, hey, this is not real love, don't go past that. Stop and take notice. Think. Make a decision. If you need to get help, if you need advice, go to someone that you know is qualified to give you that advice. Don't go to someone who has never been in a serious relationship, someone who's never been married, and you're going to them about a situation concerning a relationship and concerning marriage. Another thing is rush. What people will often rush into a relationship. Why rush? Rush means to move very, very fast, to move swiftly. Why must you rush into something that you want to last? You don't want it to be a marriage that's going to end in rush. So you want to take your time and explore. If there's warning signals, and something alerts you, pace. Just slow down. Slow down. If a light comes on your dashboard, slow down. That means something is wrong with the engine. If your body is giving you an alert, slow down. It may be saying there's something about this relationship that needs to be checked out. And then once you get that signal, just proceed with caution. I'm not saying don't date. I'm not saying be skeptical about everyone. But I'm saying proceed with caution. Make sure you're careful. And if you need to detour from this relationship, don't let pride cause you to connect to something that's going to be detrimental. Some people will look at the fact, well, hey, my friends, all of them know that I'm dating this guy. All of my friends know that I'm dating this young lady. I can't back out. I gotta go through with it because they're going to look at me funny. Hey, you're going to look at yourself funny if you wind up complaining, grumbling, and crying every night, how did I get into this mess? If you're going to experience sleepless nights that you can't sleep, if you experience nights that you can't even rest because this situation, this person has you turning and tossing, that's not healthy. It's not a healthy relationship. The next quote from Mr. Motivator, and this is one of my favorites. An idle mind is like a car left in park with the engine still running. If the gear shift is not moved into position, it will never move. If your brain remains stuck on stupid and thinking only about past failures, just shift to drive so that you can move ahead. Think about that, folks. I'm using the automobile as an analogy because the majority of us drive automobiles, and we have driver's licenses, and we know how to operate our automobiles. But guess what? You leave your gear shift stuck in neutral, your car may not go ahead. It won't go up a hill. It may not move if it remains in neutral. Or it may roll in a direction that you may not want it to roll in. Your mind is very important. I remember a young man who wrote one time, and he had a quote on a piece of paper, and he shared it with me. And the paper said, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. People that allow their minds to get stuck in neutral or to stay in park or just and allow their minds to just idle are never productive. You can't move ahead if you're stuck in one gear and your engine is just running. Pretty soon, that engine is going to stop. It's going to run out of gas, or it may even tear up the engine. If your mind doesn't move and you allow it to be stuck on something negative and you become paranoid and you meditate on that negative thing, you think on that negative thing, you talk about that negative thing, you breathe that negative thing to all your family, your friends, and your life is focused on this negative thing, and anyone comes around you, you'll take up 30 minutes, you'll take up an hour of someone's time, maybe 2 hours, talking about this negative thing that happened to you and bringing up everything in the past that is connected to this negative thing. You short-circuiting yourself. You will lose friends. No one will want to be around you. You will not be productive. Your life will just be adrift. You will not accomplish anything because you got stuck and you allowed your mind to idle. The best thing you can do is not let your brain get stuck and allow it to get stuck on something stupid, something that happened in the past. A lot of things that happened in the past, look, folks, you can't save them. You can't correct that situation. And if you can't correct it, you got to move forward. If you can't go back in time and change everything and start all over, you're allowing your mind to idle. You're thinking on something that you have no control of, and therefore you are wasting your time. Don't allow that to happen to you. Move forward with your life. Move ahead. Past failures. That's what past failures are. Past failures are things in the past. If you're driving a car and if you are going forward but you continue looking backwards, you're going to run into someone. You can't drive at 60 miles an hour and have your head turned completely to the back and you're looking through the rear window. You're looking through the rear window and you're on the freeway going 60 miles an hour. You're going to have a tragic accident. That's why you have the rearview mirror and the side mirrors in the car just to look up every once in a while, just to check what's behind you so that you don't make the same mistake. In life, you can look at some of the things that you did and realize, hey, I don't want to back into this situation again. And therefore, you're checking the rearview mirror. But you can't live in the past. You can't continue to have your eyes glued to the rear. You will never successfully get to wherever it is that you want to get to. And that's why a lot of people get stuck in past failures. I believe we serve a God that's about the present and about the future. God wants you to look at your future and to look at what's before you, to take advantage of the opportunities that exist, that are there for you today in your particular season, not things that are caught in the past. Okay, another quote from Mr. Motivator, and this one is shared with people that aren't really true to themselves. If you don't take care of your car, it will one day get back at you by leaving you stranded someplace. The same thing is true about your body. If you treat it badly, it may abandon you at a nearby hospital, leaving you hanging on for dear life. If you don't take care of yourself, if you don't make sure that you eat healthy, exercise, live a happy, healthy, productive life, your body may live, if your body may give out on you, it may leave you in a state of shock. It may leave you at a nearby hospital because you did not take the time to treat it. You know, isn't it amazing how some of us will take the time to get a tune-up and an oil change? We'll do everything to make sure that the car is up to par. We'll even make sure that we put good gas in our car. We won't go to a station, a place where it appears that the gas is not good and there's water in the gas tank. Now, what about your body? Don't you think your body is important? Shouldn't you take good care of it the same way you take care of your car? Folks, be good to yourself. Live the best life ever. Eat good. Train good. Exercise good. Use your mind. Use your body. Use your thinking. Use every part of your body that's important to you. And enjoy your environment and enjoy your family, the people around you. And the last quote I want to leave with you, and this is another Mr. Motivator quote that a lot of people use, poverty is going without and leaving your and not having your basic needs met. Let me repeat that again. Poverty is going without and not having your basic needs met, while worry and depression beats the crap out of you. I'm going to say that one more time because I want y'all to, I want that to stick with you. Poverty is going without and not having your basic needs met, while worry and depression beats the crap out of you. You got to live your life. You can't allow worry and depression to hold you in bondage. You can't allow poverty to take over your mind. Folks, change your mind. Change your thinking. Focus on things that are good, things that are positive, things that will give you insight, things that will motivate you, things that will move you forward to achieve your goals and to live your dreams, to pursue the vision that God has given you. Well, folks, it looks like we're out of time. I just want to thank you for tuning in to the Mr. Motivator Show. And I want you to know that Mr. Motivate is here for the purpose of inspiring you to achieve your goals. Remember this, success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Folks, I've enjoyed you. I hope and pray that this message has been an inspiration to you today. Tune in again to the Mr. Motivator broadcast, the same time, the same place, and we'll have another exciting show for you. Enjoy your weekend and say something positive or find something positive to say to everyone you approach this week. Have a great weekend. We love you, and we'll see you for the next broadcast. This is Mr. Motivator saying goodbye.